All the rain that hit the orchard floor from the winter into the spring. Were growers able to get in and do orchard sanitation for navel orange worm? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Catherine Jarvis Sheehan is a UCANR farm advisor based in Yolo County, and she also looks after Solano County and Sacramento County, so she's busy. We asked Jarvis Sheehan if growers had a difficult time getting that navel orange worm sanitation done.
For some folks to get in, if they had a lot of ground to cover, or they had a custom guy who coming to do it who had a lot of ground to cover. There's definitely some orchards out there with a lot of mummy nuts left in them. But I think that's largely if you're in a high boron area, or if you had a lot of dictites from hull rot, maybe.
But Jarvis Sheehan said with the rain came an enormous amount of wind.
So that did us some favors in terms of cleaning up orchards. That got some sanitation taken care of for us. But some folks didn't get in, and they'll need to stay on top of their navel orange worm this year for sure.
Jarvis Sheehan suggested you contact your pest control advisor and monitor very carefully the navel orange worm pressure you have this year, and treat when you can in order to prevent a bad harvest with a lot of navel orange worm damage. Speaking of weather, well, precipitation has certainly stopped, nosedived in fact, but warmer weather is increasing rapidly across the Central California growing areas. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.